Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between, it is your boy, Arizona Verse. And with me, my dude and co-host, Soul Papa.
Hello, motherfuckers.
This is the I'm Black, He's Mexican podcast, a podcast about nothing in particular, just current events minus the bullshit. But first things first, Papo.
What happened?
I fucking hate hood rats. God, do I fucking hate a hood
rat. Why, though? As we all should, but of course we love for 5 minutes at a time and then we forget. Why do you hate hood rats, my friend?
I hate hood rats because the problem with these urban communities, these small impoverished areas, one of the biggest issues is the family structure has completely fallen apart. You know, the dads aren't there, the dads are kind of here, kind of not there, so on and so forth.
And sometimes we don't know who daddy is.
Sometimes, yeah, you don't know who daddy is. You go on Murray 3 times, you still can't figure out who the nigga is. You know, shit like that happens. But the problem with... I don't believe hood rats should be allowed to procreate because hood rats make more hood rats who later on make gangbangers and fucking they have way too many goddamn kids and all this bullshit. And the reason why this comes up is because of this woman by the name of Shanisha Taylor, who is an Arizona woman who raised $114,000 with a teary-eyed mugshot, is now facing charges after breaking a deal with prosecutors. And you know why this pains me, Papo? Because unfortunately, within the black community, we stand up for hood rats. As opposed to white people, they don't stand up for...
Are you saying because we're in... because in Arizona, we're a woman state?
Well, no. For, like, you have black people, they don't separate themselves from hood rats and hood wolves. You have, like, white people who separate themselves from trailer trash. You have Mexican-Americans, you know, who separate themselves from them gangbanger Chicano Vice Lord dudes. Like, you separate yourselves. Like, yes, are the same race, but I don't think, like, those motherfuckers over there think. But unfortunately, within the black community, we keep standing up for hood rats. And so when some bullshit like this fucking happens, then everyone looks back and is like, oh, yeah, that's how black people are. Because we as black people keep defending these people. So putting out a petition now to stop hood rats from being able to procreate because shit like the Shanisha Taylor shit won't fucking happen. Sorry, I'm a little riled up today. I apologize.
We need to bring it up to the listeners because it's the most first thing that caught me too when I first heard this news article, and it was pretty big news because, and for those that haven't looked up or for those that don't know, this bitch, this hoe, this ratchet bitch.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, she's trying to turn a new life. She was going out for a job interview.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was trying to turn her life around.
This was back
mother. Fucking kid inside the car. Yes.
She got charged with felony child abuse when police caught her abandoning her children in a hot car while attending a job interview. And when this article first came out, all of us, you know, black, white, everybody was like, yo, that's fucked up. This is just some hard-working woman trying to get by. And, you know, we're defending people like this. And, oh, my God, you know, the tragedy.
Oh, the humanity.
But then she received $114,000 from roughly 4,000 supporters over the course of the year who felt bad for the heifer because of this fucking mugshot. I'm going to share my screen real quick.
Please do. Let's take a look at this. All I know is that as soon as I heard the name, I
this old teary-eyed mugshot. Me so sad.
Of course you're gonna be teary eyed, so bitch. You just got caught. Fucking, you left your baby in a goddamn fucking any car. When was this, like, in March?
This was back in March. Yes.
All right. Mind you, we don't get a spring here in Arizona. We go straight to summer. I mean, so the baby's cooking. You know what I'm saying? And Lord knows that you probably went to go get something to eat after the interview because he was hungry. You know what I'm saying? And I just knew you were suspect. As soon as I heard the name, and I was like, nope, I don't want
to
hear it.
And she was homeless and jobless, so when they went to go pick up something to eat, you know she ain't get these kids no McFlurry. They ain't get no McFlurry. They ain't get nothing like that. She saved him a little bit of soda in the bottom with the ice, you know, the part that you don't really want to drink because it's watered down.
She probably
down.
Got a fucking 20 for $4 chicken nuggets, and all she got, all the baby got was the gristles, the shit that, you know what I'm saying, mama couldn't bite off in one chunk.
Well, I don't think this one is white meat. You can have this one.
Okay. Yeah, you can have this one. And this bitch probably so ghetto, she probably names her daughter Alexis or Mercedes or, you know what I'm saying, something that sounds expensive because she had to live in the streets and she had to sound luxurious. By the way, for a moment in time, and I'm just bullshitting right here, but she had told someone that she was living in a lap of luxury. And when some bitch called her out, she said, you are not living a lap of luxury. This bitch turns around at the John she was grinding on. She says, excuse me, sir, what is your name? He said, my name is Luxury. He's like, bam, thank you. I am living on the lap of luxury.
Living in the life of luxury. And the reason why, like, and if no one knows, like, the rest of the story, this week it was reported that she was spending thousands of dollars every month since the donations started coming in. And instead of starting a trust fund for her children, she had promised the prosecutor she was going to do with all this money. This bitch instead apparently
got a new wig,
spent $300 a month on clothing and gave the father of her children $6,000 to record a rap album.
Oh, Tyrone gonna be hard this time.
No,
are you serious? You know, where's that mixtape though?
Yo, I know where that mixtape though. Yo, I know the whole thing though. I know exactly what happened, yo. This nigga, the baby daddy with a, she started getting all this money and he like, babe, you know,
baby,
I got these bars, yo, babe.
You.
We about to blow, babe. All I need, give me $6,000.
Yo,
you give me $6,000. I turn that shit to 60, yo. I'm about to drop this mixtape, yo.
You.
Fucking hood rats, hood wolves, fuck them all. She could have used this money, starting a trust fund for her kids, and she could have dropped like $15,000, however much. Because actually, that brings up interesting true to life story for me. I had two instances growing up where I got trust fund money, if you will. The first time was when I had turned 19. I had got some money because I was in a horrible car accident in the fifth grade. My mom was driving us driving me to school, and a flatbed trailer came loose from a truck, and the motherfucker hit us head on, and like I had got something out of my backpack in the back, and I had forgot to put my seatbelt back on, so I went flying into the fucking windshield, and I was in the hospital overnight, etc., etc. Anyway, so that happened in the fifth grade, and because it was the guy's fault, we were owed some money because, you know, I was in the doctor for a while. That's what started all my back problems and shit. And so I had got some money when I turned 19 or whatever. And then
not to sound fucked up, man, but to stop you really quickly, ahead and interject, because you know you'd be telling me you'd be seeing sounds. I know that sounds really fucked up, and I don't know if you could even imagine a imagery from back then, man. But I just hearing this might be because I'm stoned and I'm hearing noises. Yeah. But imagining when you're crashing and then just everything breaking and shards flying, like I don't know if. Were rainbows flying at you?
I saw colors. I did see colors. And it's funny because, like it still is like a scene from a movie because I can still remember it. But we're driving, and you're from Arizona, so you'll know the area. We
naturally
used to live out in the jungle, yo, 48th and Broadway. You know, the motherfucking townies, yo. Yeah, I lived in the townies for a while. I'm glad I'm alive today. Fucking moms was taking me. We lived in the townies, but I went to Matsano Bush, which was down.
By stereotype, Verse should be dead right now.
Yeah,
but
for anyone who is from Arizona and they know the areas that I grew up in, yeah, I'm lucky to be alive.
as stereotypical as we are far. But keep going, please.
But,
so accident, trust funds.
So anyway, so moms is taking me to school. I went to Matt, which is off of 7th Street.
Don't be telling these people all this information,
bang,
son. No,
yo,
stop, please,
yo,
stop.
Yo, right, I rap, yo, bang, bang.
No.
I'm throwing a time. And,
you know I be living under aliases, bro?
So no, so Mom's is taking me to school, and this dude is like speeding. He has a truck, and the flatbed trailer came off the back of it, and it hit the car. Like, it went from his lane to our lane. We were in a 92 Taurus or something like that. Hit us head on. And anyway, I hit the windshield, and everything was black, but I remember seeing black, red. It was black. It was weird because it was a black background, but I could see black stars. I could see red stars, blue stars, and white stars. And it was like a pattern kind of like stars shattering, if you will. And then the next thing I realize, I'm waking up when the fire people is using the jaws of life to fucking get the car open and get us out. Jesus. So, yes, sir. But
trust funds, money, ratchets.
I say all that to say that, you know, getting that money later on in life helped me get a head start and helped me to do some things or whatever. And this bitch instead drops $6,000 on her baby daddy's rap album. I bet his name is Young Killer Thug.
Dylan.
He gets it from his mother.
No. Oh, rat. You know what? And mind you. Oh God, I can't even label myself a Christian because I'd be talking, because we should have humanity and love for the world. In all honesty, I don't even. I mean, as much as I want babies, I don't trust this world. Oh God, no ratchets, putitas,
ratchets,
hoes, skips, cops, and scallywags.
Ratchets,
fucking. You are now listening to I'm Black, He's Mexican, motherfucker.
Chill. It's your boy Arizona Verse, and with me, my dude and co-host Soul Papa.
Ooh, hello. I'm Black.
And, he's Mexican, but you should already know that.
Don't lie.
And this is a podcast about nothing in particular, just current events, minus the bullshit.
Oh, we mind listening today, okay.
Make sure.
I'm down with that.
Y'all check us out at IBHMPodcast.com for videos, photo galleries, polls, and much, much more fuckery. And also, speaking of fuckery, you can follow me on my main source of social media, fuckery, which is Tumblr. And your boy's been tumbling hard lately, yo.
No.
At a different state of black.tumblr.com. I'm back, yo. I'm back, bitches. And you can follow my dude Soul Popo on his main source of social media, fuckery, which is...
You know what? I've been balling as hard. I haven't been internet banging as hard. But find me on the Tumblr. SoulPapo.tumblr.com. Soul Popo, everything, really. Yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, we connected on, we literally on everything. So if you want to find the one thing that could probably put on everything, that's Tumblr. Fuck with Tumblr. Yeah.
Oh,
seriously.
Yes,
get
sir.
A fucking account. You'll love it.
And we're back after taking last week off because your boy Arizona Verse had another adventure with white people, man. It was fucking fantastic, yo.
Yo, okay, how okay, so you're and on the straight up reel, I scroll.
Yeah.
I don't look at people's things. I was able to catch a few pictures, but I didn't get to see. I saw water. People were wet.
Yes.
It seemed like, all right, so what, I'm sorry.
So yeah, folks, so
I want to know.
Once again, I went out last week with the wife and some of her coworkers, and we did the rock race, which was a 5K. It was a 3-mile race with 12 obstacles, and it was like the motherfucking show Wipeout that comes on ABC.
I feel like I don't know math. Okay, so 5K would mean 5,000, but there's so many feet in a mile.
Yeah,
and a mile.
However,
is how many feet?
However, that miles? Breaks down. 5 kilometers is 3 miles, I believe.
Mm.
And
oh, so we're doing this in kilometers, okay.
Yeah, so it was a 5K,
I did not know
yeah.
That makes sense where that K came from, okay.
I see where we're going now, okay. And so it was like 12 obstacles, and the shit was fucking fun, yo. I got a minor injury. I lost some skin on my elbow, as you can see.
Oh.
And bruised my foot.
No more ash, baby. No more ash.
No more ash, baby. But, yo, it was hilarious, though, because, yeah, it was a ton of water. And, you know, your boy, stereotypical Verse. I don't know how to swim, yo. And twice I went
underwater.
You're
just thinking of the water, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm hitting all the stereotypes, yo.
And here I just thought we were above the grain.
Black man growing up in bad neighborhoods who can't swim and is married to a white woman. I got so many stereotypes popping off right
dream,
now.
It's a dream, though.
First. But, I went underwater twice, yo. The first time it was this big ass like, you got this inner tube and you had to climb like 50 feet up the air with this rope up this inflatable thing. And then when you got to the top, you sat on your inner tube and then you went down and it was like water at the bottom. But I thought it was just like a little, what, I don't know. And so I hit the thing at the wrong fucking angle at the wrong speed and it threw me out of my inner tube into the water. And luckily I'm 6 feet tall, so I mean, I stand up and I'm okay. But you know, throws me right underwater. Mind you, this was last weekend. It was like 50 something degrees and we got the wind chill factor. We're falling in the water. And so it was cold as fuck, yo. And then the other thing that the other time that my fucking black ass fell underwater was one of the last ones you do is you go across this beam and it's called the wrecking ball. And it's just these balls, big inflatable balls that are swinging around and you're trying to run through the run across this beam and not get hit by this fucking wrecking ball. But yeah, your boy got caught and I flipped and fell underwater and had to, you know, I had to get my senses in there because, you know, niggas panicked because I was like, oh shit, nigga can't swim. Hold up. Oh, hold up. Yeah. Hold up. But I made it. Your boy survived Adventures with White People. And so follow me on Instagram at Arizona Verse. I got some of the pictures there. And then I got the rest of the pictures over at facebook.com/Arizona Verse. And I can hear your camera shots. You forgot to mute notifications.
Everybody getting it shined up. I got you smiling on here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to take it so that it's, I don't know.
Yes, sir.
But you internet banging hard though, son. All right, I gotta be honest with you. Sometimes I get this weird paranoia thing where I'm like, I don't know what the fuck, why these things exist. I see it as one of those just ways of distraction so that we can never get to pressing issues. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got the fucking, of course, the Middle East fucking killing each other on the daily, and we got war spreading off with these other motherfuckers because they don't like what the fuck we doing, because honestly, we keep each other on a motherfucking rodeo carousel.
Yes.
And message, yeah, and we don't fucking, we don't catch any shit. So when I see this, I get mad. But then also I get mad too because we have to build these networks up, because if we ever want to be able to push something or have, you know, have 1% turn into, you know, a million stars and, you know what I'm saying, and do shit help, you know, things, because we live in a viral spectrum now to where, you know what I'm saying, that's how shit is heard.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking know.
And but we then you're honestly in a place in the world today where I genuinely believe we're seeing the beginning of podcasting is going to eventually take over television in a sense. You have a show like Joe Rogan, who I'm a big fan of his show, and each episode gets like 5 million listeners. That's doing TV rating numbers. And like, the beauty with podcasting is this is unfiltered. This is not some bullshit. This ain't what some corporate sponsor told us to say. This isn't, you know, fucking some corporation. Like, the problem with the world today and with the news today is that corporations run everything. So we don't know what the fuck is going on in the world because we just know what the corporations want us to know. And so the beauty of the age of Aquarius and podcasting and the growing and the spreading of knowledge, yo, we're growing. We're taking over. And that's why, once again, y'all need to join my Church of Aquarius.
Please, Wittitas, if you're listening out there, I need you to be one of my many wives. I need this to happen. And we need this to be public. We need not to put this under the carpet, hiding it with the skeletons in the closet, because then I feel this machine, which, mind you, controls the chess pieces, the pawns that, you know, that move forward and back, to get us to throw us into what, you know, put things into this pedestal, into these idols of sorts, just so we can knock them down when necessary. And I know one of the most wholesome, one of the most, I don't know, and I don't want to say alluring, but just safe havens, because usually when we're broken and we need healing, we go to whatever, either fix,
whatever your,
or we go to, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the vice is, whether that's in a drug whether that's in a fuck, whether that's in the Lord. You know what I'm saying? We cling to these things because we need healing. You know what I'm saying? That's why they say the church is, you know, a hospital for sinners, because, you know, we gotta get right somehow. You know what I'm saying? Even if it ain't the same path that you way, which I know is what divides most religions, because Jesus himself, you know, I think it's him who said that he's the way. You gotta follow his ass. And then, you know what I'm saying, you got your Muhammad who, you know what I'm saying, who wants to say, no, we don't. And then you have your Buddha who says, no, but we could all be in peace. And it's all a light to a direct path, to an exact place, just different routes. Anyways, so we cling to this thing, to this healing, to the, you know, this shelter. And some would say that being a father figure. And now I say this, and I'm versed. I hope you didn't run away. Okay, because I need you to drink so you can tell the story. Because I babble on so I could bring up Bill Cosby, oh, son. Yo.
You know what's so cool about Jell-O gelatin pops? They taste just like Jell-O gelatin. But they've got a handle. So while your right hand is doing this, your left hand can be doing this or, you know. But if your left hand sees how much fun your right hand is having, it won't want to be left out. And now you have to share.
Danny? Yeah, that's the best way Danny? To sum up. Bill Cosby, yo. Legacy is... I won't even go that far. Let's just say that Bill Cosby is being accused of assault by a lot of different women. And apparently...
The count's up to 30 now.
Yes, and apparently this has been going on for over a decade. And quick thing off of Tumblr, I follow, unfortunately, a lot of feminists. No offense to feminists. Once again, and for anybody, this is your first time listening, you need to go back, listen to the archive. I'm very pro-woman, but I'm very anti...
Oh, I love me some bitches.
I love me some bitches. But I'm very anti the word feminism.
You don't love them hoes, though.
Just for the simple fact that feminism in today is starting to turn into a catch-all term, similar to why I don't use the word God, because it's a catch-all term, and it's just, it gets so murky. But
same thing like vegetarian and vegan. Don't get them motherfuckers started.
Oh, I won't even. All right, I won't start
but let's not deter from this nigga and what he's been
doing.
The
whole thing though that I saw
30 years strong though, that's commitment. I will say that. Well, I don't think a nigga ever worked that long in one job or one. I don't know. I'm sorry. Well, keep going.
One thing that I just find is funny. Somebody on Tumblr had a real good point saying how women have been accusing him, Bill Cosby, of sexually assaulting them for decades now. But no one gave a fuck until a man said something. And it was Hannibal Buress that cracked the joke about the Bill Cosby rape allegations. And
I love that nigga. What?
That's when it started getting mainstream press. It wasn't until Hannibal said it. And then a lot of TMZ and different people started picking
black
it up.
Black on black crime. Black, that's all it can sum this down to.
Ooh, how we pull one another. Damn. But
y'all can be so high up. Back to the Egyptian gods.
Oh.
But we got white man playing you in the movies. Okay, keep going.
Well, it didn't get a lot of attention until Hannibal Buress cracked a joke about it during one of his stand-up things. And it was the whole, well, is it wrong that he said it? Because there are these allegations out. And then people were like, wait, there's allegations out? And then it started catching steam. And then that's when a couple more people came out. And shouts out to Janice Dickerson, who I fucked with real heavy. I was real big on the Top Model reality show. The first, in seasons, I thought was real good, and it became some bullshit. But
skinny bitches with big foreheads. No, thank you. Back to the rape.
But fucking Janice Dickinson, who's she was one of the original supermodels, or she might have been the first considered supermodel. But
Yeah. There's a movie after her.
Yeah, yeah. And she came out.
That's how I know if it's true. It's a movie.
I don't know. If it's a movie, it's true, yo. Why would Hollywood lie to us? But she came out and she said that she was one of the people that Bill Cosby put some Jesus juice in her drink and did things to her while she was asleep, yo.
And yo, the only one that I fully sit down and listen to was the, I guess, Victoria Valentino. She was apparently some Playboy bitch. Mind you, he's in big holes. We're not even too pressed on the young, starstruck 17-year-olds who are homeless, you know what I'm saying, looking for the next break. We're not even touching the surface on that shit, because we're busy looking at the fucking ones that became stars. Yeah. And he kind of almost donned and christened these hoes, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? With that dazzle, with that drizzle, with his dank. And put, you know what I'm saying? Mush these hoes through the door. Yeah. I don't know.
And this thing, it's crazy because for people, like, I think a lot of people, when they think of Bill Cosby, they think of The Cosby Show, which is understandable. The Cosby Show, in my personal opinion, was the greatest television show ever. It just...
Shit, who didn't want to be chilling with the fucking Huxtables? Who didn't want to be part of the family?
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
And it was just a strong family, and funny. And then being black, you finally got somebody to fucking look up to. God damn, yo. Like, oh shit, look, those black people made it. Like, yay.
People got daddies.
Yay, they know their parents are working hard, yo. And that's the reason why, to bring it to the present, why fuck with Black-ish so hard, because Black-ish, in a sense, is this generation's Cosby Show, but we'll see if they live up to all that. But anyway, Bill Cosby, before all of that, the nigga was a comedian. He was popping, and he was one of the biggest names in Hollywood in the 60s and 70s. And they talk about how, you know, he used to party with Hugh Hefner. He was a regular at the Magazine Mogul's Playboy Mansion, things that he used to have. He co-owned a restaurant, hit the hottest club, so on and so forth. But so far, 16 women have publicly stated that Cosby, who is now 77, sexually assaulted them, with 12 saying he drugged them first and another saying he tried to drug her. And yeah, this shit is fucking crazy. And Bill Cosby, like, hasn't made the situation better because he doesn't want to talk about it. And, like, I get when you don't want to talk about something because you don't want to, you know, let me wait till I get my lawyer to talk about it. But, like, enough time has passed. Like, nigga, you need a lawyer or something by now, because by you still not wanting to talk about this shit, it sounds like you did it. Like... You, I don't know, man. Like, keep you putting pop in your pants. Like, I don't know what's going on, yo.
Listen, there's a reason. This is why I feel you're such a master at the craft. And mind you, this is very sinister, very horrible, but it's just the way life is. He always wanted you to eat that pudding. This nigga always claimed there was room for Jell-O. Why? Because that shit had a shot of something that was gonna give you to do a little something. Yo. So he can do a little something and fucking make whatever fucking face that he makes when he's busting nuts.
Oh, and it's
and he did it in the face of America.
Yo, and it's funny because Bill Cosby had a bad week last week, because he posted a picture of a famous picture of him from The Cosby Show with his hat or whatever, and he posted on Twitter talking about turn me into a meme. I don't think he understood what memes are, and so, like, niggas went in on him. And, like, the greatest one was, it was one with him tipping his hat, and it was like, I didn't even have to say hello to get the Jell-O.
Oh shit.
Oh, but last thing with Bill Cosby. Associated Press just came out with a video where they were doing an interview with him about some book or something he has coming up. And the guy, of course, during the interview had asked him about the, I have to ask you about the allegations. And Bill Cosby was like, no, you don't. And he was like, let's not go there. Let's not talk about it. And then they went on with the interview. And after the interview was over, the camera was still rolling and his lapel microphone was still on. And Cosby is there with his wife. And after they're done with the interview, he's like, one thing before I leave, he was like, can you take that out of the show? Like, even you asking me that? He was like, I don't even want that on there. And he was like, you guys being the Associated Press, I thought you guys would be better than that to, you know, whatever. Like, he was kind of trying to spin it like they were trying to get him caught up in some
being unprofessional.
Yeah, and then so all that happened, and then they were talking about how they were going to talk to his boss about getting that removed and so on and so forth. But the Associated Press decided to release the whole video, even with that shit afterwards, when Bill didn't know that he was still being filmed, if you will, because they were like, there's been so many allegations about it, they felt it was only right for the public to see how he reacted, and you judge your own opinion. So personally, I don't know, the nigga is got me leaning towards, is he guilty? Yo,
honestly, I don't even, I'm so beyond, and so it's what sounds fucked up, because he's a fucked up thing, he's doing it so many years, been getting away with it because you could do shit with money and power. He done did it. He done did it. There's no ifs, ands about it. The fact that, you know, we're making something out of this now is what, I guess, is more troubling. Yeah. And more what the fuck. And why shit like this and pictures of an ass we already done seen take a dick by Ray J. You know what I'm saying? It's something, and it's such a big fucking deal. Another internet bullshit that was popping off was the Break the Internet, right?
Yeah.
With Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
West. Did she take the West name, or is she just Kim Kardashian? I don't think anyone ever bothers to add the West in there.
That's funny, right? Yeah, she is just going by Kim Card. Oh, actually, you know what? I think it's on her Twitter.
She went by West, but don't nobody have time to throw the West in there, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Unless you want to be real fucking proper. But
yo,
I'm sure.
Wait, real quick, she's Kim Kardashian West, and you know how I know? Because I verified this through her Twitter.
Oh.
This is the official Kim K Twitter. It says Kim Kardashian West, so that's her name.
Oh. Well. See?
But continue,
it must
continue.
Be real, because it's on the internet.
Yeah.
It was on the internet.
It's on the internet, yeah. So.
Well, I was disgusted when I seen this fat ass on the internet, which I never even heard of this fucking magazine paper, so I'm guessing it must be for those real fans.
Conspiracy.
And obviously eye popping. Now, mind you, I don't know why the fuck I brought this up. It's just dumb shit. Dumb shit they fucking put in front of us that we gotta fucking look at, and we're gonna gawk at like it's something fucking special. Bitch is dark.
I'ma call conspiracy. Now, nice ass. I wasn't upset seeing it. But
I
will say that conspiracy with the whole
itty bitty.
Load this up.
Uh-huh.
The whole main issue was that that photo that she took, the original one, it's based off of this racial imagery. I'm trying to bring it up in the back. Here we go. Let me share this.
Okay.
The issue, or one of the big issues, if you will, was you have, so she did the paper magazine or whatever, and a lot of that is based off the, oh, what the fuck is the name of it? Bartman, it was based off of the likeness of a photos of Shajay Sarah Bartman, a black South African woman brought to London in the 19th century and displayed for her large buttocks and genitalia. And so they used to parade her around and take pictures of her. And then this photographer redid the photo. I'm trying to find the image.
You know, and it's fitting, too,
here
because, you know, Kanye, he'd be on that.
You
know,
see
he
that?
Wants to be an Egyptian god.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he it's so funny that his bitch would be, you know what I'm saying, also be that tool. You know what I'm saying? That part of the puppets. Part of the machine.
And the reason why I call conspiracy and I say it's a bunch of bullshit is paper magazine. Nope, never heard of it. Nobody's heard of it. Not until this shit happened. Kim Kardashian did this photo shoot for free.
No.
The Kardashians don't do anything for free. And she claims that she did because she really wanted to work with this photographer. Bullshit. Kardashians don't do anything for free. There's something else with it. Now, I'm not saying
they
Illuminati devil worshippers, they're trying to kill us. Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's something else behind the reason why this went down, because the Kardashians don't do shit for free. I don't give a fuck about the story of
red flag.
Her story of, I'm getting ready to have another baby, so I wanted to take these photos of my perfect body before I have another baby. Bullshit. Nope, something else.
You know what, I laugh even more, and this might be a bit jumping for more attention, or they just might have interviewed her. To be honest, I didn't read the fucking story, but Time Magazine had brought up this thing about how, imagine them, they're a pretty big publication, right? Jennifer Aniston making a statement. Oh, God, we're making statements. That she was the original because she did a fucking... Because she showed her goddamn butt crack on a Rolling Stone magazine Jennifer. Cover. And that was classier. It was class, even though I'm not a big fan of crack. Butt cracks, to be exact. And I mean, imagine she's a abuelita, so naturally, you know, she gets the pass. But I don't know for her to fucking to say... She was the originator because it's happened, what, 15 fucking years ago?
I know. I'm sorry.
Bitch, let it go. I mean, mind you, she was relevant because I guess she's in the Horrible Losses too. Whatever the fuck. The first one was funny. Yeah. Anytime you make a two of that, I'm sure it's going to be bullshit like your fucking 22 Jump Street or your fucking Hangover 2, 3, 4, Patois.
Dear Jennifer Aniston, please just go sit somewhere and continue to be Brad Pitt's ex. Like, that was the height of her celebrity when Angelina swooped in and took that nigga. Yo, and I swear, I know the scene in Mr. and Mrs. Smith when because that was the movie that they were doing together when they supposedly fell in love and then they left Jennifer after that. But fucking that scene when they were drinking and they were in the rain. Oh, that was the moment they fell in love. You could see it in their eyes. And I bet Brad smashed that night. That night, you watch that movie again. Watch when they drinking and they in the rain when it shows how Mr. and Mrs. Smith met for the first time or whatever. And oh, you see the sparks between Brad Pitt and Angelina. That ain't no acting. Can't nobody act that good. I saw the tension. I saw the tension. He was like, "Ooh, I'm a skeet, yo." And poor Jennifer Aniston ain't been the same since. So fuck her. But
she tried to come back hard on the Meet the Miller striptease shit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about
and
it.
Some,
I'm sorry, I don't.
Somebody else who's trying to make a comeback, and quite frankly, I don't give a fuck about because this person has been a puppet the entire time of their career.
Faking
the
puppets. Who? Who?
Motherfucking Nicki Minaj. We have to bring
goddamn
up.
Goddamn Jinx from Pokemon. Okay.
We have to bring up how deeply disturbing a lot of people took Nicki Minaj's lyric video because it had a bunch of fucking Nazi imagery. Now, had you seen this shit?
I try not to, no.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and see if this will play on here because you just got to see a little bit of this because now I will say shouts out to her. It was a lyric video, so some dude put this together. But, you motherfucking advertisements.
Man, why this advertising? Don't get me some goddamn coffee. Excuse me, please.
So, for the people who missed all of this, on the heels of hosting the MTV European Music Awards in Scotland on Sunday, Nicki Minaj received criticism about her newest music
that bitch
video.
Hosted Scotland?
Yeah. Yeah. And so she had a 5-minute lyric video came out, and it features imagery that a lot of people are saying is similar to Nazi images. Red, black flags with symbols similar to swastikas are flown as cartoon versions of Minaj, Drake, Lil Wayne, and Chris Brown are depicted as dictators and military and religious leaders. Now, throw this bitch on over here. Let me turn the volume down. And I hate to admit it, but the song go hard, yo. Hate to admit it. Oh, you bitch nigga. Another fucking commercial, yo. I love YouTube and all these goddamn commercials. But, so here's the lyric video. And it starts off with the, like, Looney Tunes thing. It shows Nicki Minaj. And it's, she's on a throne and they have the Young Money symbol and it looks like a Nazi symbol and it has all the colors and all that, and then you got all these people, like, it looks like the Hitler shit when he would do his not press conferences, whatever, when he does his when he on the motherfucking podium doing
a little rally.
But so yeah, then this part, like, you have all the tanks and all this shit, and then you have all these banners and all the little swastika things on the arm, but it's the Young Money symbol. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's all, the whole song is about Nicki Minaj saying she ain't ever fucked Drake or Wayne, and Drake and Wayne saying how much they want to fuck her. So I don't get, like, the video guy came out and said that Nicki had nothing to do with it, he's the one that put it together, blah blah blah, whatever. But
yeah, I don't get the correlation. And I also don't get upset when the Illuminati boys hop on shit like this and say that, oh, look, this is Illuminati imagery. They're preparing us for World War III. I get why people would say some shit like that. That's all I'm saying. Look, and you got the water, Age of Aquarius, you got the guns and shit, the police state with the cameras and shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck is on this dude's mind, but the Illuminati boys ran wild on this shit.
Well, it looks very well put. I mean, you know the kids are going to eat this up. You know they're going to watch this. You know they're going to soak this in like a sponge. And, yeah, it's a prep. It's a SpongeBob. It's a fucking buffoonery. It's fucking, I don't know.
Oh, no, it's a damn shame. But one thing that isn't a damn shame is the internet is amazing, man. Go ahead and load this up, man. This is what happens on the internet in 60 seconds. These are the Google searches, the email sent, the new mobile web users, app downloads, new websites created, people watching a porn. Shouts out to those people. New file uploads, money spent on web shopping, revenues from products sold on Amazon. This is the internet. And as you see, we're only up to like 20, 30 seconds. We've had 100 million emails sent. And the internet is a beautiful thing, man. I think this is the new...
Constantly moving. Shit is getting done there without a fucking doubt.
Shit is moving. Shit is blazing. And the internet, I think, is the new religion of the Age of Aquarius. I do think that, unfortunately, you do see the decline in Christianity. I don't think Islam is going anywhere because I think it's a very archaic religion that's going to be around for a long time. But
with the bare roots.
I think the internet, this is turning into a... it's going to become its own religion, yo. And the internet is going to become its own god. We're going to get close to that. Look at this. 1.4 million Google searches, 200 million emails sent, 47,000 app downloads, fucking 251,000 people were watching the porno. Once again, shouts out to those people. yeah, $102,000 was spent on Amazon. Shit, look at this. Fucking 655 million gigabytes of global IP data transferred. New Facebook likes, 2.4 million. 247,000 tweets. All this in a matter of 60 seconds. 65 hours of video uploaded on YouTube. And I just wanted to say all that to say the internet is a beautiful thing. This is the greatest thing man has ever invented.
This is why your Google, your IBM, your Microsoft has so much fucking money. They're pushing us into the future, as so to speak. And I know Microsoft, particularly, especially recently, they're bringing technology. I mean, and we don't have this shit before, but now we have true legit. What is it? R2D2s or C3POs? Oh. What's up with the new security? The top flight? That's let's bring this down. Can you bring it up to the people?
We got some motherfucking top flight security, y'all. Shouts out to RT, because these 5-foot-tall RoboCops are going to start patrolling Silicon Valley. And for the people watching live, do you see this shit, yo? This motherfucking robot is equipped with microphone, speakers, cameras, laser scanners, and sensors and has started to guard Silicon Valley. The security robots called Nightscope K5 Autonomous Data Machines were designed by a robotics company located in Mountain View, California. The robots are programmed to notice unusual behavior and alert controllers. It also has odor and heat detectors. And, oh, you know what that means. You can't be smoking no weed around it. It's going to be like, nigga.
Yeah. You saw when they had the, I don't know if you saw when they had the little heat vision on. You can see motherfuckers doing all sorts of things. Can we stop the meth, please? Can we stop this shit, possibly, maybe? Control it on the world.
It says that it can also...
Goddamn safe pod.
Oh, it can remember up to 300 number license plates in a minute and monitor traffic. So,
I mean, it's connected to the fucking cloud, man. It got that GPS on. It can find itself. I mean, one battery charge out the whole goddamn day. The sheets are on it, man. Oh, it's just a...
Here we go. A video. Yo, son, where in the fucking... Is that the Microsoft logo right there?
Well, yeah, they're the ones who I guess made it for Silicon Valley.
All right, so the robot, yeah, it's 5 feet tall. It weighs 300 pounds.
Has wheel encoders and GPS. Fucking crazy. But now, so this is the kind of shit that freaks me out, because once again, I've watched a lot of movies, and I also believe that a lot of that shit can fucking happen. And we've all seen iRobot, and we've all seen the Matrix, and we saw how robots took over. And all this fucking thing needs is somebody to put a 3D laser printer on it and give it fucking AI, and it's gonna be a wrap, yo. It's gonna be a motherfucking wrap. So shouts out to RoboCop, who's fucking coming.
Yo, all I know is if that's the case, you would hope, because these things supposedly aren't lethal. All it is supposed to be what do you call it? Just a Zurban report, you know what I'm saying? For them to either contact the proper authorities or however the fuck that shit's gonna happen. But you would hope, because I laugh how the article you put, you know what I'm saying, the next RoboCop. I mean, you figure, if you look at this thing, and remember when Star Wars came out, and I'm not trying to connect the two, but you could fit a little midget in that motherfucker, so I would imagine, because these look like pods, because they're you know, little, you know, safe things, droids, so to speak, you could fit people in that. So I don't know when the point's going to be where, you know, we can actually use that so that we can have them actually use some sort of force. You figure they'd have some sort of taser, some sort of water spray, some sort of gas, some sort of something to stop a motherfucker. They don't have that yet. They're not pushing that yet. They got to ease us into the idea that this robotic thing is recording us, and you know, they can, you know, I don't know, do what the fuck, but you know what I'm saying, they're mobile.
Greatest thing, because that's what you do, you bring things up on people slowly, that way it's not too jarring. And one of the greatest examples I have of that personally is I fuck with Hungry Howie's pizza.
Ooh.
And Hungry Howie's, when they first started popping off out here in Arizona, a large pizza with the flavored crust was only $5, yo. And so, yeah, you can't beat that, because you have the $5 Little Caesars, which is okay pizza. But you had the $5 Hungry Howie's, which tasted like, you know, Pizza Hut, you know, was good shit. And so people were flocking to it, and it was popping off on the south side and all through Arizona. Yeah.
Try to place me. Give us money.
And, so what they did then was, after a while of it being $5, eventually they moved up to $5.50, and then after another year or so, it became like $6.25, and then after like another like year or so, it became like $7. And now it's at the point where it's $8, and you're still going and paying for it all the time, because every time it's only like, well, it's only 75 cents more. That's not a lot. But over time, it increased by $3. And that's the same thing with this robot shit and with this NSA shit and all this. My point is, when people are like, oh, they're just doing this, or oh, it's just doing that, but that's just the start. And if you keep saying, oh, it's just this, oh, it's just that, before you know it, it's like, oh shit, we're in fucking Nazi concentration camps. How did we let this shit get this bad? So message.
Motherfucker. Message. But yeah, this is, and I know, and I mentioned how this is going to become relevant, because I know that, and so far, I mean, mind you, I don't know how often this fucking happens, but a little boy was shot by Cleveland police, died. Now, this is a little dumb motherfucking 12-year-old had a replica of some kind of gun, which flag right there. So I can't wait till they identify the boy. And if he's fucking black, oh Lord, I got to see another uproar into this, because you know how much we love Ferguson and how that shit, the cop's going to might finally be trialed, and we stretch these things out. That should be so easy.
It says the officers fired twice, hitting the boy in the torso. Officers learned the gun was fake after the shooting, police said. Made to resemble a semi-automatic pistol, the orange safety indicator had been removed from the airsoft replica gun the boy was holding.
Yeah, we don't want to do anything to scare your children. That's the last thing we want to do.
And he was appearing to be using it, pointing it towards people. So naturally, when you see this, you shoot the nigga, right? Yeah.
And
robots, I'm pretty sure, can be programmed to be the same. If will it make a fucking difference? I don't fucking know. But baby steps? Can we be happy for baby steps?
And this is more fucking cop killing, because did you hear about the shit that happened in New York? Fucking, let me share this screen. This, a fucking rookie cop was
I think this is the one. Yes. The rookie cop was assigned to scour the city's high-rising housing projects from rooftop to basement, including the often poorly lit stairwells. The patrol on Thursday night was no different than most until a door swung open into the pitch black seventh-floor stairwell just as two uniformed officers began heading down the stairs from the eighth floor. An officer fired a shot. A 28-year-old man fell mortally wounded. This nigga wasn't a criminal or anything. He was just going to the stairwell of his housing projects, and two cops shot and killed him. The cops is just shoot. These niggas, yo, remember that Jay-Z joint? Shoot first, ask questions last. That's the most of these so-called gangsters last. Like, yo, that's the motherfucking cops theme music nowadays, yo. These niggas be pop. Oh, wait, it wasn't real. Oh, okay, nah, we good, though. Yeah, we all right. We all right. No, yeah, I'm good. He ain't, but yeah, I'm good. All right, all right. What the fuck, yo?
Oh, man. Yo, but I laugh even more, and you can't even take back at this because it looks suspicious. Why are you going through here? Go to the front doors where we got the cameras where we can see you. Why are you doing all this shit? I laugh, man. There's and I sent you out the thing. Yeah. There was they're trying to say how to be Spider-Man now can be more of a possibility. So you got some kind of fucking Mission Impossible 3 looking gloves that can help us scale walls now. Oh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bigger than sticky tapes. And you who wants to be Spider-Man, ooh, brother, you, it's best that you don't, because you'd get shot right away if you're gonna fucking be climbing buildings. Yeah. Imagine how quickly the police gonna shoot at you. Then.
The second a brother gets these gloves, I'm gonna share the screenshot. Yo, the second a brother gets these gloves and starts climbing up a wall, they gonna shoot him, and he gonna be like, "Yo, I was trying to be Spider-Man, nigga. Spider-Man ain't black. Sit your ass down."
You get a racist cop who grew up listening to reading the comics.
God,
no, nigger, not around here.
Oh man, life doesn't love us. Yo, and speaking of some other type of people who life doesn't seem to love, apparently another banker, a Citigroup director who was an advocate of ethical practices, all of a sudden died in a suspected suicide.
You knew too much.
Interesting. Apparently, Miller, who was 42, was the global head of environmental and social risk management at New York's Bay City Group, America's fourth largest bank. It was a strong advocate of Wall Street engaging in public consultation with environmental and human rights group. But then the nigga got discovered by the building's doorman last Tuesday afternoon after his boyfriend. Oh, that's why they killed him, too. They was like, yeah, that nigga's trying to save the world and he sucked dick. Nah, we got to get rid of this nigga. Get rid of him. And after his boyfriend was unable to get a hold of him, his body was found with a laceration to his neck. The NYPD said he was pronounced dead by paramedics that arrived to the apartment. And once again, I'm a free thinker, so I like to say it wouldn't surprise me when you have a fucking banker, once again, with all the money these motherfuckers are making, it wouldn't surprise me when you have a situation like a banker going against the grain of what is supposed to be getting done. It doesn't surprise me that they may take them out. Like, the problem with the world today, and we've talked about it, and it's my new favorite word, oligarchy. We are in a political system that is run by a small group of people who are trying to maintain the power. The reason why the economy is falling apart and all this money is disappearing is the money isn't disappearing. It's just a small group of people who are collecting all of it. And we're noticing the shit slipping away, and they're making all these rules and shit to make sure they keep the shit. And you dumb fucks out there are voting and keeping these sons of bitches in power, and you are helping these people keep us on the bottom, and you're helping them keep sucking all this fucking money in. These goddamn banks are evil, yo. Credit cards are evil. All this shit is evil. I'm trying to get like a few acres, yo, and I'm just trying to go out to the country, yo.
Yo, the most honest thing you can fucking do, besides of course having some fucking gold, is you need property. Is what it is. It's land that is what's fucking needed, motherfuckers. You don't own shit unless you got your own fucking land. And even then, you got motherfuckers that are gonna try to take that shit from you. Why do you think we have all these, you know, not to say the religious war is going to that too, but it does, because we're fighting over land, motherfuckers. Anyways, Yeah, man, fucking Banks. I don't know. I can't even say shit about that. Things like that fucking turn me inside out, man. Yeah. It's all fucking ridiculous.
And then the
fucking vampires.
Last two things real quick before we get out of here that also makes me sick. Ferguson is still going on. And what's currently going on right now is they are prepping to announce the verdict of if they're going to even try Darren Wilson. And we're expecting that any day now. And it's
that's the police.
The police dude that shot Michael Brown. What is interesting is that these people have been, you know, nonviolent for like 90 days, and the government they call it a state of emergency. They brought in 1,000 military people. And what else is interesting is the KKK themselves have said that they're heading down to Ferguson too to make sure things don't get out of control.
Oh, see, we need more people who can stand up and help fight the resist.
Now, shouts out to motherfucking Anonymous, who is the Jesus Christ of this internet movement, if you will. Anonymous claims to have evidence directly connecting Darren Wilson and the Ferguson PD to the KKK. The hacker collective Anonymous launched hashtag OPKKK and hashtag hooks off.
Please add those snippets in the back.
White hood,
okay. Furniture shopping, you copping it. This past week, they took down multiple Klan websites and social media accounts while exposing numerous KKK members by making their personal information public. And they released this whole video that I saw on, I hate to say it, I think it was on World Star, which is the devil. But man, does when something goes.
So many demons out there. Watch out for the phone.
When something goes viral, you can find it over there. But they released a video basically because the KKK were saying that they're going to go in there and get involved, and Anonymous is like, y'all need to stay out of this. And they were also telling the people or the cops of Ferguson that y'all have swore to uphold the law. You need to stick with that oath and not be killing, because y'all are fucking those people up for no reason. Like, you're just doing it because y'all are mad, and these fucking protesters aren't trying to harm whatever. Trying to calm down. But so all this shit is going on, and you have all these people supporting Darren Wilson, and I'm sorry, I'm not it. I hate to call it a race thing, but it is a race thing. It's a black kid that got an unarmed black kid got killed, so black people feel some kind of way. A white man shot somebody, so white people feel a certain kind of way. Like, oh, well, yeah, white people, we should have the right to shoot people. Like, oh, well, the black kid probably was a thug. Look, he stole those cigarillos, so kill that nigger. He was bad. And so you have all these elements, and then you have the KKK talking about they're going out there. No, this is going to turn into a race riot. Don't do that. So Anonymous has stepped in, and they are once again in this photo shows three Klansmen at the I'm gonna share this screen. It shows this photo shows three Klansmen at the Darren Wilson rally, and it was removed from their Facebook page. But these are the same guys or whatever, bam, at the Darren Wilson rally. So these are KKK members. And so, yeah, Anonymous dropped this video or whatever, just kind of telling them, hey, you know, raise up because we're coming. And Anonymous, I really hope, like, I don't want to see any violence happen, but I do want to see Anonymous step up and show the power that they have so we could start getting some shit in check. Because the whole thing is, who will police the police? Well, maybe we can have Anonymous police the police.
Yo,
when the cops is doing fucked up shit, Anonymous puts their shit out there. Let it be known, yo.
This is why I was always into the... I don't know if you saw the movie. It was based on a graphic novel called The Watchmen.
Yeah.
Watchmen, dope fucking movie. The Blue
like
Swinging
it,
Dick.
Though. Oh.
Yeah, the Blue but Swinging anyway. Dick. The comic's way more better. And if Lord willing, I get to see you soon, I'll let you borrow the comics so you can fucking read it. It's dope. Anyways, the biggest, heaviest influence on that, I think I mentioned before, was it was taking things from Isaiah. The Bible, and then from the Bible, and also I think some part of 2 Kings, and just a lot of the Judges chapters in the Bible, and it talks about, you know, having to be the, you know, the watchman over the, you know, over those that have authority and power. And one thing that's even dope about that, because I know it ties into Enoch, who I told you my favorite cat from there, who they took out of there because it references the fallen angels.
Yeah.
Fallen angels being, you know what I'm saying, whatever, we're up there with God, you know, and who we call the devil, which, you know what I'm saying, these motherfuckers could be aliens, what have you. But I love that they're... I don't know. We gotta fight fire with water. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I feel like we got that little bit. And yeah, man. God bless those guys that are doing that. I mean, like I said, I'm still waiting for those from those cock sucking pictures from all the fucking celebrities. But
and that's the reason why
do something good with your power.
I do genuinely believe, like, I believe in duality. I believe in the duality to this world, and I believe if you have angels and devils and demons or whatever on Earth, well, you could look at the Illuminati, that catch-all term of the Illuminati. You could see them as the Satans on Earth, but honestly, I look at Anonymous as the angels on Earth because they are doing some fabulous shit, and like, this is what needs to be done. Like, we need people to expose this bullshit. Like, you need someone to police, because that's the problem, is the politicians and everybody, they've been running this shit for so long that they've put themselves in a position of power where we're back like in the Middle Ages, where you can't stand up and you can't fight them or whatever. They have so much fucking power. Though, with Anonymous being able to anonymously put this out to the public, and once you get enough people to fucking wake up and get on the same page, you can finally make some shit happen. So shouts out to Anonymous. But one other thing Anonymous needs to work on is, did you hear the story about this California rapper who has no criminal record but is facing a life sentence in prison because of his rap album?
How the fuck was that news? Well, we got T.I. fucking slipping the fucking, you know what I'm saying, slipping it, getting out of there and fucking putting R. Kelly's brother taking lead. How the fuck does this man, who we never heard of, does this mean that we're going to get free downloads? Like Eminem's, how he released his little fucking, I don't know, fucking shady classics of all the fucking artists we haven't heard of in fucking forever to make them relevant again, hopefully. What's up with this cat?
Apparently, tell me you heard something. The guy Brandon Duncan, aka Tino Do, lyrics cover the subject's most rap music cover these days, gangs, money, sets, and violence, featuring duets with stars like Lil Wayne. He has a decent following in his area.
What?
And looking to build upon that in the future. With songs on his album like No Safety, his content is what you would expect out of a typical modern-day rapper. However, Duncan was charged with attempted murder charges in court, along with 14 other people. The charges are gang conspiracy and the murder of 9 people since April of 2013. As bizarre as it seems, the prosecutors are using a little-known state law that was voted into effect in 2000 by the general public. The law states gang members can be prosecuted if they benefit from crimes committed by other gang members. Now, keep in mind, Duncan hasn't been charged with any crimes before, nor directly involved in any of the killings. The prosecutors argue he has benefited from the murders, allowing him to sell more albums.
Why wouldn't you know?
Because this nigga is making gangster rap with his gangster rap buddies. He's about, might be looking at life in jail. So, if that, once again, isn't proof that we are living in a computer simulation and the bitch has a virus, I don't know what it is. Simulation theory, people. That's all I'm saying.
What the fuck? Yeah.
But, it's about that time, Papo. I'm just...
I need something to lift my spirits. I need
after some bullshit like that.
I need some love. Only way to truly love something is to let it go. So enters the segment where we light the fire, give praise to God, gods, whatever it is that moves us, and give them something precious. Now,
ooh, yeah.
I don't know what you picked. I think I saw a link in there. I didn't click on it. What do you have? How many? What do I need to match you with? Nigga, tell me so we can roll up this blunt and fucking light fire.
I got Dos Dedications. And I went two completely different directions.
Okay. I never liked the tread.
So, how many dedications do you have this week, Papo?
We'll do two.
All right, so how you want to do this? You want to go first, or you want me to go first?
Well, I'm saying who am I to upstage, nigga? Please, what? Proceed forward, give one, and we'll play patty cake, yeah?
All right, so I'm going to start off. Go ahead and get this up, because I'm going to send you. Wait, I could have been prepared.
Yo.
So I'm going to grab this. I'm going to throw this over here. Okay.
and bang.
And all this is us kind of, you know what I'm saying, adding kerosene to the fire so that we could, properly burn and roast and rotisserie these.
My first dedication goes to this that's commercially woman. Appealing. There is no wrong way to be a woman. Denise Bydot. This is the official site of the international model and TV personality. And she's helping girls love their bodies one picture at a time. And yes, indeed, yo, she is a big beauty. Wait, hold up. Let me do this. Let me, gotta do the Google search image. Gonna bring this up over here. We're gonna bring this up by images. And yes, sir. Cause, ain't nothing wrong with a thickie, yo. And,
oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know she was that big until, just now.
Oh.
See, you see these girls who be on their selfie game, though.
Oh, yeah, it's all about that selfie game. But, yes, this is a nice little, scrumptious, plus-size model. And, good God, yo. I'm just saying, yo. Hey, I'm just saying, big girls know how to put it down, yo.
Usually, you know what I'm saying, that real good that you kind of fall way too deep into and shit happens way too fucking fast. You kind of have to, you know, cop your way out of it by saying it's through emotional distress or some kind of bullshit. Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't do this. We should take things slow.
Then that's the exact reason why you got somebody like a Kim K. That's the reason why her sets tape was so fucking horrible, because people have been putting her body size and her whatever on a pedestal since she was a young child or whatever. And so, as you can tell from that video, she doesn't know how to fuck. She only knows how to get fucked because she doesn't know how to put it down. Because, oh, I'm just so pretty. Let me just lay here and just be your cum bucket. Like, but,
See, girl, some bitches know they place. But you know, for she is big, for she is beautiful, and that's great. And honestly, like I said, especially getting older, I've learned a whole lot more to love. Time, yeah. And she is a whole lot more to love. But
don't you
see, anything can be sexy. Oh, I'm kidding. No, she's beautiful. And honestly, and I think one of the things that I hate, because I know lady friend, that people, especially girls, we all trap ourselves in our minds too much, but one should never lose sight of just what they are in God. But built us, I think, in a way too, we should be appreciated in all. But,
yes, sir.
Bitches bad. Now.
Oh.
My.
Stop screen sharing. If you don't mind.
Be careful with the screen share. My dedication, first one, she's relevant because she's in that new Dumb and Dumber 2, which, by the way, I just saw, and it lives up to the name. It's fucking dumb. But, the whole thing of the story, there's this girl who, and this is why she becomes even all the more relevant, because she plays a daughter of one of the cats. I won't spoil the story, because this movie has a deep story. But the daughter, who is played by Rachel Melvin, name spelled just like it sounds, she is just a weedita. Now, some of the pictures I found on Google weren't the most fucking prettiest, but in the fucking movie, she's adorable. If you can find screenshots, look for her just in the movie. Don't look at her other shits, because she don't do her justice. She was way more beautiful in this fucking movie, because she's just so fucking weird. Anyways, born in Chicago, raised in Phoenix. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What makes her all the fucking more relevant, in my opinion? What more reason to cock at her? But she just plays just, oh gosh. I don't know. Weedita. I don't know what best to say. When in the Old Testament days, when you made your sacrifice, you made a fucking, I don't know if it was a spotless or a lameless or just beauty of perfectness. Look at that fucking picture. Make a screenshot of the picture you just clicked on. Maximize it. The one with fucking Jim Carrey in there.
Oh, where'd it go? This one?
To the left. Can you maximize that? Zoom in. Can we zoom in? You can't. She's just so tiny.
So tiny.
She's just so tiny.
So tiny.
And why that gets me in a way that I can't explain.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We need that. Come on, next one. Yes, we got them all.
And let me hop over here. And keeping with the time, Joe, I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving. And I'm going to switch it over here like this. And once again, should have been better prepared, but whatever.
We were so seamless earlier.
I know, yeah.
And is it because we're dealing with such beauties that they got us all discombobulated?
We just all discombobulated. But I'm going to change the game over here on this one. And I'm going to send this over to you on the FB. I'm changing it up again today because my next dedication goes to Andrasia Pajic, who is a rising transgender model.
Oh, God. How many more of these do we want?
Yes, indeed.
As many as we can fit.
Mo penis on the dedication wall.
So she, in fact, had a penis before. Is that what you're saying?
Now, well, yeah. So this is what's going on. So she's considered one of the world's most beautiful women and is now making a documentary to catalog her modeling career and transition from boyhood to androgyny to womanhood. And I'm going to share this so the people watching can see. And so she said, I knew I was different from an early age. A radiant 6'1" blonde who was assigned male at birth. When childhood ended, I had to suppress feminine characteristics and try and be a boy. I didn't want to grow up at all because it meant becoming someone else. People ask you if you are gay, but no one says you could be trans. Pajic is currently raising funds for Andrasia, a film that will track her journey. She is hoping to raise some $100,000 through Kickstarter with the aim of submitting the film to festivals. Now, I'm going to share the picture, and this is a hot Juanita, dog. Look at this. Look at that.
No, I see the fakeness. My sister, she's into some bitch named Gigi Fabulous, I guess is the name on YouTube. And motherfucker.
Oh, that one.
I get mad. And you know, I love my Juanitas, but that's a white bitch. There's a big difference from a Juanita. And I'm gonna give you a perfect example on this next one because I always save the best for last. That's a white bitch right there. That's not a Juanita.
And so educate the people. What's
so
the
people
difference?
Know. All right. If you can, her name is Kristen Milotti.
Wait, you said it on FB.
Kristen is spelled. Actually, didn't do it.
Stop sharing.
Oh, my apologies. What kind of person am I that I didn't fucking do it properly? Here I am, too, just slipping into shit. Lord, forgive me.
It's the beauties, yo. It's the beauties.
It is. And you will see with this one. Her name is spelled C-R-I-S. T-I-N, last name M-I-L-O-T-I. And
oh,
this
wait,
girl,
no, you said oh, wait.
First name, I didn't send
oh,
it.
Oh, no, you sent the Rachel. Oh, wait, no, there we go. There we go, never mind.
Oh, dude, again in the quickness. Let me tell you, I can't click enter fast enough. Now, if you want a screenshot so you can show her so people can see, she was first seen on The Wolf of Wall Street, which was my favorite films. Definitely the best film whenever the fuck that year came out. Till this fucking day. Keep going on. The next picture is the most awesome and beautiful. It's just so simple. This is a Juanita, y'all. And I don't know if she's Italian or Jewish, but she's just, oh gosh.
That name,
anyways,
I think
what makes
is
her
Italian.
Relevant. Yo, more than likely. What made her so awesome, because she played the beautiful wife in Wolf of Wall Street, that of course got dumped for a white bitch. But she, what makes her relevant is because I finally finished How I Met Your Mother, because my sister finished it on that.
Oh.
So I pulled it up, and she's who he ends up, you know, meeting and marrying. And oh my God, if you follow the series, as dumb as you may think it would be, no, it does tell story, and it does keep insiders, and the series progresses. And finally, when you get to meet her, you just know how perfect she is.
Yo, and I need to finish that series, even though I know how it ends. I don't
care.
Did I ruin
it?
Because,
I mean,
I watched like the first like two or three seasons. I was real deep on it, and then I lost track of it.
I'll be honest though, even with the reveal of this, because the whole last season, season 9, I think, the whole last season, it's you meet her already, you see who she is, but the whole point is figuring out how Ted Mosby, who played by whoever the fuck Jewish kid, meets her. That's the whole point, is how she meets her. But even then, there's still a twist at the very fucking end that will leave you satisfied, and it'll also give you a bigger set of the feels when you figure out what happens. So, but yeah, man, she's beauty reincarnated, and I don't know. Yeah, man, Kristen Milotti.
So.
My little tie.
Hi, hi.
Oh, God. I can't even. I'm drained. I'm done now. She's so beautiful. I'm sorry.
I smoke a cigarette.
I end up saying, yeah, last one. It's the last one, so we got to wrap it up, my nigga. Last fucking one. Good gosh. Good gravy, old Marley.
Yes, sir. So, on that note, once again, we're actually, and I'm so glad to be back. So glad to be back. I must say, this is my favorite time of the week, so I hope this is your guys' favorite time of the week.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Yo. Mm. Oh. One thing I also wanted to say, actually, if before we kind of say our goodbyes, one of the reasons, too, why I truly love this day, and of course it's going to be on a blessed Sunday, when it comes to this, we don't, you know, we might shoot a text, you know, possibly throughout the week, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, even then, you know what I'm saying? Because we busy, we work, you got kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to manage some hoes. Oh. They all, you know what I'm saying? And when they all leave me hanging, it's hard to keep the balance going. But, you know what I'm saying? But this whole buildup, I want to say, we, oh gosh, all my shit.
I know, the Illuminati came after you.
Look at them on my neck.
He got the Illuminati on his back. That's why you gotta watch it live.
Yeah. Fucking A. I think me and you, bro, without sounding gay, we're in this little fuck. We're having like a little mind fuck, you know what I'm saying? We tease each other throughout the week, maybe a little bitty snippets, not too much. You know what I'm saying? Quick little snippets.
Little,
and Lord knows I'm real appreciative when I get responses right away. To anybody who texts me, message me, when if I get a response right away, if I don't respond right away, it ain't because I didn't want to, it's because I couldn't. Because I love that shit. Anyways, we had this slow build up and kind of like a hoe who's fucking with a married man, who got kids, who really can only see him when he got to do these business trips where they got to go out of town, they got to get a hotel, and they kind of have to make all this spectacle to be able to see each other. And finally, when they do, you know, saying you bust the grandest of nuts because it's been all this wait, all this anticipation. Oh, fuck the foreplay, you know what
just
I'm saying? The
right
wait is the
it.
Foreplay. Yeah, that's what this is. And that's how I see you as.
And
that, that sounds weird.
And that wasn't homosexual. That was homo flexible.
I was sad. I got retard holes in a single band. I'm single now.
Oh.
Fucking A. But yeah, that's how I feel. I'm
it's
sorry.
All love. It's all love.
And, okay. All right.
It's good times, and we love the folks, and we're glad that you guys enjoy the show. Good time.
For those that listen, and so many last things. And this is the last thing I really do want to mention before we wrap this up, because we gotta go, nigga. I gotta go. Shout out to Blitz,
yo. Shout
out to Blitz, yo. His girl had a birthday thing, motherfucker. Once I get out of work, there's so many shits I gotta fucking do afterwards. Even once she gets canceled, I gotta fucking cradle another motherfucker. And I had to miss it, Lord, dude. Don't. And he probably didn't want to text me no more. He'd be like, man, fuck this. He ain't about shit. No, that ain't the truth.
I know, and I'm over here trying to get my work shit together, doing these 6 days a week shits, and you know how it is, man. It's that life. It's that life that the American government loves to see us in.
Forgive us.
You gotta work. You gotta work to make a living, to live, to... all that shit.
I'm trying to get out of debt. That's what I'm trying to do, so I can finally live.
Yo,
I'm pretty sure something's gonna be monkey ranch status, you know what I'm saying, once we do get what we gotta get. But Lord, protect us and guide us and take us where we gotta go.
Say,
but the struggle is real, and that's what shapes us.
Shouts out to Jay-Z, who said it best. I'm not okay, trying to survive, I'm trying to live it to the limit and love it a lot. Bang.
Fine.
Yes, sir. So,
what can you say to that?
Once again, our email is ibhmpodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, articles you want to hear us talk about, send them over there. You can find us on the web at the following sites: Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, Podomatic. Just add ibhmpodcast in an appropriate spot. Subscribe to our show on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic. Just search I'm Black, He's Mexican. And if you don't feel like doing any of that, head over to the website, ibhmpodcast.com, and find the motherfucking links there.
Please and thank you.
Ow! Now, once again, I'm Black. He's Mexican.
No.
If you didn't like this podcast, Papo, what might they be?
You definitely a fucking sneak a rupee in the pudding. once again, claim, and there's always room for Jello because you got a shot of some shit that's going to make us really mellow, making everything else a whole lot easier. Type of motherfucking wolf in sheep's clothing ass motherfucking race. But you is. Motherfucker.
This might be. So, until next time.
Whoa! Peace, love, and chicken grease, because that pig is bad for you.
I think I got too high. I'm stoned. No.
What happened to the soul food? What happened to the soul food? I'm talking good eating, good seasons.
Out of in this world, just trying to make it. Everything I see, sometimes I can't take it. But damn, I really miss those times. That soul food's on my mind.
Usher Sunday mornings now before Sunday school. I hustle and I'm on it, I can't slow down now. A dollar and a dream in this life you live. You either the dealer or the fiend leaning horizontal. The acrobats on the cone and they flip. So when them white vans pull up, shouted, we dip. Out of view, could have been a track star at the school, but it took the police just to get that fofo out of you. Dash, sprint, hurt, over those steel gates. They keep us in and keep folk out, but we don't feel safe. As we used the bat when we was in a booster, watching our uncles drink coolers, talking pie for pie bruises over real bones. Now it's sideways toting. How did Bobby Johnson hold it? Pull the trigger till the clip gone. Potato tip, no potato salad. That American pie ain't even snapping.
Out of in this world, just trying to make it. Everything I see, sometimes I can't take it. But damn, I really miss those times. That soul pulls on my mind. My
aromas on the corner is the soul, they say. Some greens just can't be cleaning. You can't wash out the taste of rotten fruits. Salted looks and herbs. If it ain't made with love, then it ain't fit to serve. I heard. Some come bruised and battered, thrown away, half eaten as if they seized. Never ever mattered. It ain't ripe, it ain't right. That's why most people don't make love no more. They just fuck and they fight. What happened to the stay togethers? Yeah, I'm with you and that means forever. Grandparents had that kind of bond, but now we on some other shit. Nah, we ain't got no rubbers here. I know she creeping, so that ain't my son. Apples fall off of trees and roll down hills. We can't play games no more cause we got bills. Back in the day the yard was oh so filled. Now nobody comes around.
Out of in this world, just trying to make it. Everything I see, sometimes I can't take it. But damn, I really miss those times. That soul pulls on my mind.
Happy faces, no broken hearted, nobody starving, but all that there is old news. What happened to the soul food?
Out of in this world, just trying to make it. Everything I see, sometimes I can't take it. But damn, I really miss those times. That soul food's on my mind.